Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. You guys, I'm about to admit something on this podcast that not a lot of people know, but I'll get there in a second. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Jess. I am so happy to be here with you. Thank you for being here with me. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you are not new, welcome back. If you haven't yet rated the show, leave us 5 stars. It takes a couple seconds. It helps the show grow so much, and I'm so grateful. If you have not subscribed to the show, make sure you do that on Apple or Spotify so you get our weekly updates, because we drop 2 episodes a week and you're not going to want to miss a single one. And share the show, if you haven't already, with a woman in your life that needs to hear this episode or any of our episodes, to spread the light, to be the light in action, being a woman who is walking the path of a spiritual hustler, who is hustling not for money, but for meaning. And on the show, we break down all things business, branding, leadership, all things woo. I don't even like to use that word because I think it's a cheap word to define what it means to be a conscious, awake, remembered human being, actually a spiritual being having a human experience, but we can go with the word woo for now. We talk about crystals. We talk about cleansing. We talk about feng shui. We talk about the Palladians, breath work, Akashic Records. There's so many incredible guests and experts that I bring on this podcast, as well as my own stories that blend it all together in service of you. Yes, you, the woman listening. I love you. Thank you for being here. I'm so obsessed with you guys. And in service of the divine feminine rising. And speaking of the divine feminine, when I think of that term, I don't know about you guys, I think of a lot of things, but one of my favorite qualities of the divine feminine is surrender and allowance and receptivity and flow and ease and stillness. And as busy babes that have big dreams, sometimes all of that shit is really fucking hard to create in your life. Am I right? And so I'm going to share today one of the biggest things that I did this year to get me closer to my own divine feminine vibration. Yeah, the boldest thing I did towards stepping into that vibration was nothing. I took a sabbatical this year, my first ever in my career. I silently took the entire month of July off. I closed my computer July 1st and didn't open it until August 5th. I didn't check a single email. I wasn't on a single Zoom call. I had no structure, nothing. I, you know, had planned the sabbatical, which I'll get into how I made this happen and how you can take some pointers from what this experience taught me and how to incorporate your own sabbatical vibration and strategy into your own life. But I really know that this was, at least for me, radical in a culture that is constantly glorifying the hustle and constant growth and productivity. And I am certainly guilty of that. I have been a victim to that consciousness. I have pretty much been in 2 straight decades of nonstop creation and leadership. And I really could tell last year during my book launch year where I, you know, 24 was just, it was amazing and it was insane. I had sold my business. I launched this podcast. I launched The Light Work, my second USA Today bestselling book. I launched the Feminine Frequency Business School. I went on a 7-month book tour. I was in multiple cities across the country. I was barely home. I got bronchitis. I unfortunately, tragically, so painfully lost my dog at the end of the year. And I just looked at my team and I looked at myself as I was peeling back the layers of, you know, burnout, not emotional, mental burnout. I've experienced burnout before many times. Most definitely the gravest, darkest burnout of them all came in 2022 when I blew out my brain receptors from so much physical, mental, and emotional exertion that it depleted me on a cellular level. And I had to go through a mental health diagnosis and treatment for situational depression. Learned a lot, changed my whole life actually from that moment forward. But even still, you guys, I got back into the hustle. I had a massive, massive year last year and I was physically burnt out. I love what I do. I'm in super alignment, but at the end of the day, my body, your body, our bodies, they are not robots. They are not machines. They are tender little specimens of flesh and blood and bone and tissue. And I knew that I couldn't, and nor did I want to, have my next year feel like that.
All right, sisters, let me ask you a question. Are you finally ready to sync your inner rhythm and system with the wisdom of the earth and the cosmos? I am so excited to introduce you to Microflow, the cleanest, most high vibrational magic mushroom microdosing supplements on the market. I have been taking them for the last 3 years, and they have completely altered my consciousness, shape-shifted my body, expanded me into infinite abundance, and healed my nervous system. They are 100% organically grown, third-party lab-tested, Reiki-infused, and intentionally formulated by renowned root cause health expert Christy Nault, making Microflow the only microdose supplement on the market that is cycle syncing and designed to support the female nervous system. The Exude and Surrender bundle is a beautiful entry point. Rotate them with your cycle or the moon like I do. This bundle includes Exude for heart-opening, radiant, expressive energy that I love to take during my follicular and ovulation phases, and Surrender for softening, deep nourishment, and inner reconnection during my luteal and menstrual phases. These blends help you drop out of your head and into your heart and truly embody your divine feminine essence. Now, if you're looking to go a little bit deeper into ceremony, healing, and 7D consciousness, the Theta Blend made with sacred blue lotus is for you. Now, there's a bonus. When you get the Theta Blend, you'll get access to Christy's full ceremonial recordings with your purchase. Microdosing is the future, you guys. It isn't about getting tripped out or bypassing yourself spiritually. It's about coming home to your body, to your soul, and to your truth. I cannot recommend Microflow enough. I have dabbled with other supplements throughout my life, and nothing has truly recalibrated my entire system with feminine ease the way that Microflow has. It has truly changed my life, and I want this for you. So go to microflowhealing.com and enter code Jessica10 to get $10 off your order. That's microflowhealing.com and enter Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order.
And there is something to be said about seasons, and that we really have to get ahead of our seasons personally, because we cannot be in a state of constant doing. It's not the pathway. Guys, it's not the pathway to deeper fulfillment, to keep growing, to keep climbing, to keep expanding. And I said to myself, and I said to my team, that starting in 2025, I want to build a business that allows me to take real space. I want to take the summer off. And I'm surrounded by wonderful team members. I've got an incredible partner, my husband, who all rallied behind this decision. And this decision to take the summer off was literally made in November. So I went into the year fully locked and loaded to launch my things, go to my retreats. I'm building a house, like all of the things I knew were coming up in 25 that I wanted to be productive, knowing I needed to be in a state of high productivity around, but to have 12 months straight of pure going was a hard no. I want to really share this in full transparency because I think that it's important to remember that we have so much more agency around boundaries and sacred lines than we give ourselves. But the key, you guys, is strategy, is planning, is road mapping. I teach this in the Feminine Frequency Business School. We have to, for lack of a better term, to be honest, I'm going to break this down, actually think of our businesses like corporate companies think of their own businesses. Every quarter of the third or fourth quarter of every year, if you're in a corporate company, you know this, the company does an annual planning session, multiple meetings. They take weeks actually to plan for the following year. And we are all here thinking about tomorrow, next week, next month, next quarter constantly, but we really have to look at our businesses in the view of the long game. We want to boil the ocean tomorrow, and that's just not possible. And there is something so beautiful about really surrendering that life is long. It takes a while to build a business. It takes a while to grow income. It takes a long time to grow impact and a big platform. None of this happens overnight for any of us. Our lives operate like the seasons do. Mother Earth goes through spring, summer, fall, winter. And when we can just take a beat and recognize that of all things in life, our nature, which is true, that includes our business. And so we have to be proactive in creating the seasonality that we want in our own businesses and lives. And so I chose to do nothing this summer. I could have gone to Costa Rica. I could have gone to Mexico. I could have hung out in Europe for a couple weeks after my Avalon retreat, which was at the beginning of July. And I decided that I wanted to experience for the first time in my life what it would be like to wake up every day in my home, in my life, in the city that I live in, and have nothing on my calendar. To me, that felt more like a true luxury than like going to a spa for 2 weeks in, I don't know, Malibu, truly. And so what I really want to share with you guys is how fucking crazy I got right before I left. Like the amount of fear and resistance and anxiety prior to the sabbatical was insane. I was drowning. I was swimming. I was gripping because we're not conditioned to let go. And there was so much resistance and fear that came up before I took this leap into this void. And what happened was I arrived on my first day of my sabbatical and I woke up in the morning. I made my coffee. This is so silly and so small, but I guess I'll share this. I have a timer on my coffee. So my coffee pot, coffee is my love language. And I set it every night before I go to bed. So it like is waiting for me when I come downstairs at like 6:45 in the morning. I didn't schedule my coffee or like set the timer at all throughout my sabbatical. And it was liberation just simply to wake up when I wanted and make my coffee in the morning myself. That decision alone was healing. So I offer that as an anecdote to share that we can create little micro moments of freedom for ourselves in the most unexpected of ways. Spiritual hustlers, I want to ask you guys something. What if the space you live in was just as aligned as the life you're building? I recently partnered with California Closets Nashville. And let me tell you, this wasn't just a home project. This was a spiritual experience. They didn't just help me organize my closet. They helped me see myself more clearly. Every drawer, every finish, every hidden feature I didn't even know I needed, It was designed for me and the life that I am building. Because when your space reflects your essence, your entire energy shifts. Now think about it. You start and end your day here in your closet. So what if your environment was designed to support not just your day, but your next level self, your rituals, your rhythm, your vision for the woman that you are becoming every day? That's what California Closets does. It's not just design, it's intention made visible. So if you're in Nashville, I can't recommend them enough. Their team, their craftsmanship, their customer care, it is next level. So here's your sign, babe. Dream bigger. Your space matters. Visit the link in the show notes to book your free consultation call and start your transformation today. And my sabbatical was really an exploration of what nothing meant. I went for walks. I went to the pool. I journaled. I made art. I had random spontaneous nights out at concerts. I went by myself to a concert one night. I took myself out to dinner. I met a friend for coffee that afternoon when we had decided to connect that morning instead of scheduling it out 3 weeks in advance. And there was so much beauty in the boringness. And I really recognized that sabbatical isn't the exception to the rule of my life, but that is the new rule. And when we really rest, it actually creates a revolution inside of our system because we feel the power of what happens in that space, which is actually so much expansion. We are fresher. We are more creative. We are more inspired. We are more joyful. And that is our job as visionary women, to have the space to open up our brains, our hearts, our bodies, to receive, to be guided by our intuition and our feeling states and our own inspiration, so that we can be the chalice that overflows with those ideas and innovations and sparks to bring forward into our community, into our businesses, into our offers, into our strategies. And if we're not giving ourselves moments to be filled back up again, we are doing a huge disservice to the world that we touch. I also really feel one of the biggest lessons of it all was unveiling my own identity without it being connected to any sort of achievement. I've really seen in my own evolution over these last few years, but the sabbatical really revealed it, that my identity isn't a CEO or an entrepreneur or an author or a podcaster. It is a wife. It is a friend. It is an aunt. It is a dog mom. It is a sister. It is a light worker. And it really revealed to me who I really am when I'm not producing. And I know so many of us tie our identity to what we deliver versus who we are. And this nothingness changed everything. I have seen serious tangible shifts in the way that I'm leading my business now that I'm back. You know, we just went through this massive launch with the Feminine Frequency Business School, and we're definitely like coming down on the other side of this mountain, all decompressing as a business. And I gave my team a 5-day weekend over Labor Day. We closed cart on Wednesday the 27th, and I closed the office Thursday, Friday. So my team could have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off, including myself. I have been so discerning in what I'm saying yes to and no to, because I have a tendency to overcommit. And the more I overcommit, the more I take away from my ability to be that chalice and pour into myself so that I can really pour out at my highest level. Stepping away from doing so much actually has deepened the impact and the magnetism that I feel I can bring to my platform because I'm rested and I don't feel that same addiction and pull towards constantly being on. And this was a massive reset for the vision of my business and the energy that's needed for what's next. And so I invite you all to really reflect right now in your life, where are you forcing instead of flowing? I want to encourage you to consider taking your own sabbatical, no matter where your current situation is. It doesn't matter if it's tiny. It could be a micro sabbatical. It could be a small pause that you take at the same time every day. It could be a sacred ritual you start your days with. It could just be simply better boundaries. Where can you put nothing, literally the word nothing, no thing on your schedule this week, this month, this quarter, in the next year? We think that we owe our presence to the market. We think we owe our presence to everyone in our lives but us. But you will find that nothing, no thing, is actually the most powerful medicine for your own clarity and growth. It's actually super counterintuitive. And so the paradox that I will leave you with is that sometimes the boldest thing that you can ever do is surrender and to really sit with the question, what would really open up for you in your life if you allowed yourself to make pausing, real significant pausing, a practice? I would love to hear from you guys. Maybe you can journal on it. Maybe you can reflect it in a DM to me. I feel we overcompensate with explaining like, well, I could never do that, or I don't have the time, or that is impossible. What if we took all of that narrative away and gave ourselves radical permission to stop, to be with ourselves, to take a break, a real break? I know in my soul what is on the other side of that decision is more powerful and important to your work in the world than you have ever allowed yourself to see. And so let's start a revolution of nothingness. Let's be women who proudly press pause, boldly do nothing, and where sabbaticals aren't a luxury, but are standard. That is a new earth business and life that I am creating, and I hope that you join me so that we can co-create this new earth as spiritual hustlers leading the divine feminine rising. It's who we came here to be. It's really our birthright. I love you all so much, and I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye, guys.